Asmongold kind of, he's playing World of Warcraft. Everyone's playing World of Warcraft. And World of Warcraft, it's great in a lot of ways. We've said that already. But there's a lot of ways that World of Warcraft does need to be fixed. Now, I'm going to go through the three recommendations of Asmongold. I want to hear your take on his recommendation to fix WoW, and then why that can be applied to the Rite of Moloch, how, what they can do to kind of fix it here, right? Because preemptive solution is always better. Preemptive care. Remove all add-ons with no exceptions.
He's spitting. Yeah. Wow. This man Logic. Is being true. Wow. That's now, the most truthful thing I've ever heard.
I will say one thing, though, about removing all add-ons with no exceptions is that the problem with Blizzard is that they haven't. For example, if you want to do RP on a server, right? And I understand not everyone
RP. You need
total RP3. You need certain add-ons. Now, I don't think that's reason enough to keep all add-ons. And I think you need to draw a line in the sand that says no add-ons. It can't be some add-ons or we approve add-ons.
No,
I think
it should be up to them to create what add-ons are now.
They need to create that.
Yeah, exactly. People want some new RP tools to make RP more fun and easier, then it should be up to Blizzard or Riot to make that into the game.
Exactly. Right? Not some random developer creating an add-on for the game. Like, if there's something that should be in the game, they should add it. And they should take into fact the fact that, yeah, there's people that do with RP stuff, and everyone that's doing RP is using this add-on, then you should just make it in the game. And I understand, like, if it's not there, you know, you won't know it. But you're going to be taking feedback. Like, people, if this add-on never existed, there would have been enough feedback from the player base telling Blizzard that this is what they need, and it would have been implemented in the game at this point if there was no add-ons. Like, you would have had an RP feature already if there wasn't add-ons.
That's extremely true. Absolutely. And, like, even like, it's reached a point where Blizzard relies pretty heavily on the add-ons that exist in the game, especially Deadly Boss Mods, which is...
Oh, my gosh.
It's an add-on that tells you how to do the boss fights correctly. So, you know, like, boss fights will have, like, certain mechanics, like, oh, you have to stand behind the boss at this point because he's going to do a big sword swing right in front of him. If you stand in that, you're going to die. The add-on
then he does a space
will straight
effect.
Up
Run
tell
away,
you when it's
girl.
Time. Yeah. watch your step. Yeah, it'll straight up tell you at the exact time when you need to get behind that boss. There'll be a big pop-up on your screen saying, get behind the boss. And there'll be like audio cue and everything. All you have to do is follow what the game's telling, what the add-on tells you to do.
Yep.
And Blizzard has reached a point where they've increased the difficulty of raids so much to compensate for that add-on. Because they expect everyone to have it now because everyone does have it. So if you're playing without Deadly Boss Mods, the raids are almost impossible.
I appreciated it. When I wasn't using Deadly Boss Mods, I appreciated the raid a little bit more. Because I was able to see, I feel like I wasn't watching the mechanics anymore. You know, I was watching the text, tell me what to do. And then I was able to, like, I really looked at the boss when I wasn't using, which don't tell anyone I did this, otherwise I'll never get into a raid ever again.
Yeah, I was about
but
to
yeah,
say,
like,
yeah,
in
that's pretty
every
good.
Raid I ever did with Samicus, I never used add-ons. I never used Deadly Boss Mods.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
I would just watch, yeah. And you appreciate the boss more, like you're watching, you're not listening for the countdown or listening to run away little girl
or the air horn,
watch your step, yeah, or the air horn. You're just watching the boss and you're watching what the boss is doing and reacting to it. Now my reaction was a little slower than everyone else's, and so it did put me in, like, sometimes, like, if I had to run to a circle, I was clearly delayed, you know. But like there were times when I'd see everyone preemptively moving to places and I would just preemptively move with them, but I didn't know why they were preemptively moving until I saw the boss do a move and I was like, oh, they're moving to these spots so they can get into a circle. I understand.
That's insane. You are watching, like, behind the curtain, like what it actually looks like when all these people have insanely perfect AI timing on the boss mechanics, how weird it must look.
Yeah. But I like, if I went back to WoW, I'd probably not use Deadly Boss Mods again. What I was doing was I'd go on WoWhead and I'd read the abilities and what they do. And then they have, like, these little videos that show them doing the fight or whatever on WoWhead. And then I was able to see, like, what the animation is. And so I would just remember
that's
cool. And then I'd go into the fight.
Why?
And that was way better than Deadly Boss Mods. But the problem is that the fight's tuned for Deadly Boss mods, and so the timing is set up for that, and people are preemptively doing stuff because of Deadly Boss mods. So
yeah, that's sucked. The biggest problem is that Blizzard's actually expecting people to have add-ons at this point. That's just bad. That just makes for bad game design, especially for new players.